welcome to the first episode of the Trojan Army Insider. My name is Callie Martis, alongside Colin Campbell and Jack Davidson. And we thank you for tuning in to listen here, folks, as we begin a brand new season here of sports at North Catholic. And one of the big ones here in the fall is, of course, football. And the Trojans are currently undefeated as we head in here into week number three. And I wanted to start, guys. The Trojans just seem like a whole new team this year. The confidence is there. And I think a big part of it is experience. 17 seniors on the team this year. You really see that chemistry out on the field. But what have you guys noticed, especially last game against Blackhawk? What are the Trojans doing well?
They've looked great overall, Callie. The offense especially, most of their games have been above 60 points, which is just incredible. The passing game, running game, especially from Logan Shade, up for player of the week, about 360 yards of offense, is just incredible. So the teams look very good overall. Good chemistry, especially, as you said, from the seniors. And it'll be exciting to see what they do down the stretch, especially against Quaker Valley tonight.
Definitely, Jack. I think we have a great potential for the rest of the season. We're in a really good spot in terms of the undefeated record so far, and just obviously putting up some huge numbers in the game so far. So offense is looking great. I don't think that will change anytime soon. Just a little defensive slip up last week, but I don't know when this podcast will air, but tonight they take on Quaker Valley, who we'll see how that matchup should go. Quaker Valley, obviously a good team that should give them a good run tonight.
Yeah, and guys, I'd like to mention that last game was a game that is now in the top five all-time points scored in the Whippeel. The final score was 65-49 in favor of the Trojans. Both teams combined for 16 touchdowns, 44 first downs, over 1,000 yards of offense, and 818 yards rushing from both teams. So that just shows you there how much offense you saw, how exciting the game really was. Is North Catholic, their previous games were really just blowing out teams. They played Knock a couple weeks ago, won that one big time, and now, like you said, Colin, they're playing Quaker Valley tonight. Will probably pose a little bit more competition here for the Trojans. It'll be interesting to see how things go. And I want to know your guys' thoughts. What do you think about the Trojans? They seem to be using the rushing game a lot more rather than passing. Do you think that'll continue to help them through the season?
Oh, yeah. I think it definitely will help, Callie. Especially with star wide receiver Ryker Kennedy out as of recently. We'll see if he plays tonight. Not sure yet. But right now, Logan Shade and backup running back Nate Swisher, they've both been on top of their game. Definitely been getting the run game going, and it seemed to work. The offensive line's been leaving gaps for them to go through, and it's been working.
Yeah, for sure, Jack. They're doing a great job, and the offense, so deep, obviously. I think the guys are really gelling well together right now. I think everyone's excited to go out and play Quaker tonight. A little bit better competition. I feel like when you're playing a team who last week, I feel like, you know, talking to some of the players in class and just they're like, yeah, we're going to kill them. We're going to kill Blackhawk. You kind of let your guard down a little bit. And obviously sometimes you get games like what happened on Friday, but I think they know Quaker Valley's a good team, big section matchup. I think they're ready to go. They're more excited. They got some energy, and it's just awesome to see everyone, the brotherhood that the team has, and how like good of friends they are, even outside of the program. So I think it's going to be a good one tonight, and the team has high hopes for what they can do in this game.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see too. Upon Ryker Kennedy's return, if North Catholic does resort more to the passing game, as last year in the Whippeel, him and Joey Felitsky both led the Whippeel as the same team duo in passing yards and in receptions. The last team to do that was Seneca Valley in 2008. So it'll be kind of interesting to see upon his return how that how that goes, but they seem to be doing just fine as of right now. And even going back to their first game against season against Seton LaSalle, they lost last season in a heartbreaking loss. So they won revenge coming into this game, and they certainly got it. And I feel like Seton LaSalle is definitely up there as far as skill goes into a football team. And I feel like tonight's matchup versus Quaker Valley will be quite similar to that. But what do you think the Trojans have to do moving forward as we start seeing teams like Central Valley, Imani Christian, Avonworth? Those big games are going to be like playoff games for them.
Yeah, Cal, you got to keep the consistency going. So like last week, they let their guard down on defense, and that just can't happen at all. Because when you play these good teams further down the stretch, you're going to get crushed. Like, your offense isn't going to be able to keep up, and the defense is just going to get blown out of the water if they play like they did last week. So when you play these weaker teams early on in the season, you got to dominate. You got to show what you're worth and get some points on the board and maintain a good defensive side of the ball.
Mm-hmm. I think it's like some of those college games last week, Jack, where Florida losing to USF and Penn State. It was they put up a closer game than it should have been with FIU. Obviously, Ohio State, you know, they showed their number one because they killed Grambling State. Like, it was not close. And it's like, so that's what you have to do this early in the season, because when you go and play your Avonworth, like, it's like that's when it gets real. So but I think they're going to be okay. They have looked good almost everywhere so far, and I think they're going to turn out just fine.
And I think it helps too here, guys, you know, Coach Rizzo's now on his third season as Trojan head coach. And that's a tough thing for a team. We saw it within Nauk, brand new coaching staff, really brand new team if you think about it, of how young they were, relying on a lot of their underclassmen. And I think the players are now just really responding to them. He's been able to build a team that has really been focusing on teamwork and camaraderie throughout the season. And I think that's ultimately what gives you the advantage over these tough teams that we're going to see, especially some talented players to come here in these matchups for sure.
And as you said, Callie, 17 seniors, the general majority of them have been here at North Catholic for like their whole career at North Catholic for 3 years. And so now they've really gotten to develop under Coach Rizzo's offense and defensive scheme. And so now they really know what they're doing, comfortable with his play calling. And
I'd also like to mention senior Preston Simcoe transferred this year to North Catholic. And he's really seemed like he's fit in well with the team, had a couple touchdowns last game. Him and Felitsky are really connecting well. And it's just amazing to see that someone coming in brand new jumps right in. He seems like he's been here all 4 years.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to tell that he was new, honestly. Like, if I was an outsider just coming in to go see a football game and be like, man, he must be his 4 year senior at North Catholic. Like, he's doing a great job, fit right into the program. Awesome pickup for the team. And he's definitely helped them so far.
Yeah, I agree. And it'll be interesting to see how the team does tonight and against Quaker Valley. But we're going to move on here to soccer now. We'll go to boys soccer first. They're 4-1 in conference, 6-1-1 overall. The boys did, though, have a blowout win. I believe it was over Nauk, I wanted to say. Burl, 8-0. Big game there for the Trojans. Goals from Gabe Nonino, Arthur Mendonca, Justin Garvey, Austin English, Jackson Schlegel, and Keldon Huffnagel. So a lot of offense there for boys soccer, and really off to a good start. They've really had trouble in the past couple seasons getting off to a good start. Very inconsistent, but this year they seem like a strong team.
Yeah, they've looked great so far, Cali. 6-1-1, as you said, overall. But there's that one glaring loss in there, 3-0 against Deer Lakes. And so you go back to last year, they lost to Deer Lakes 3 times also. And so North Catholic has been a very great team so far. It looks like they're going to be contender in the playoffs. But you just got to figure out how to get over that hump with Deer Lakes. They've lost them 4 straight times, and something's got to change. They got to figure out how to get over Deer Lakes.
And yeah, like you said, Jack, Deer Lakes, they're a tough team. Mm-hmm. They're definitely going to be a playoff contender, and that's something for the Trojans to look to look on to moving forward here. And then girls soccer, on the other hand, had a loss to Freeport 4-0. A little bit of a tough game, but a game to learn from for sure. But they did get an all-important section win over Knock 2-1. Simone Sharpless had 2 goals and Frankie Liberati there with the assist on that. So that was a big game for girls soccer after a bit of a rough start. But what do you look to see for the team moving forward?
They're a great team. You know, they have some great senior players. I think they are off to a pretty good start so far, despite the some bigger losses. But they, I think they are all, they gel well. They are a good team. They have some experience. They have a good bit of experience, and they like playing for the coaches they have. They work great with their coaching staff. And again, a lot of season left to go for girls soccer. And yeah, I think it's only just like pretty much all the other fall sports we've talked about and we're going to talk about today. Like, there's a lot of great upside for the rest of the season.
For sure, no doubt for both teams. And I think it's been amazing too, because I feel like both teams lost a handful of seniors from last season as well, and they've been able to show that they could step up and come back and win these big games. And that kind of brings us here to girls volleyball. Jack and I did the broadcast last night. Pine Richland, a huge win, went into 5 sets. Like I said, probably one of the longest games I've ever broadcasted.
2 hours, 20 minutes, Callie.
Yeah. Wow. But so another big win for them. But this same goes for that team, too. They lost a lot of seniors. So they've had to have girls step up on the team, and they sure did last night. And I think really the only problem for the Trojanettes last night was they just couldn't seem to close it out there at the end.
Yeah, it wasn't. When you go back and if you were to watch that game, there weren't any big glaring errors. It was more of just these small miscommunications. Just like the easy points led up throughout the game. Like, you could see they were definitely the more dominant team, laying down a lot of hard kills and nice sets from Gonzalez, from Camden Gonzalez. And yeah, it was a great performance overall. They just needed to break away from Pine Richland more often. They couldn't do that. They set up pretty well. They won the first 2 sets 2-0, and then Pine Richland wouldn't quit. They kept coming back and brought to the third set, and Trojans ended up winning 16-14 in that one.
Yeah, big, huge section win for the Trojanettes, and then they also had that big reverse sweep over Mars, 3-2 as well, so they're definitely getting those big section wins for sure. But overall, North Catholic really looking great. Their volleyball season, like you said, Jack, Camden Gonzalez, setter for the Trojanettes. She played excellent last night, had a handful of assists as well. Michaela Measle, Audra Lazera, a couple other notable players last night that played really well and kept them in the game. And the Trojanettes still remain undefeated in their section. So they're doing well there as well. And then, Colin, we're going to head over to golf. Boys golf, having a great season so far.
Yeah, it's everything with the golf team is going well. We got Quaker Valley, just like our football team, coming up this Thursday. And if that's a big match, last section match of the season. And if we can secure that one, then we win the section, outright section champs for the what would be the second year in a row. But obviously, some great guys, really talented golfers on the golf team. Ben Kendravy, senior, his average is like 35. And then second to him, Chris Faber, Eric Proy, both juniors, averaging around 36. And then the rest of the guys just high 30s range. So obviously it's a really good team. Everyone gets along really well. It doesn't matter what spot you're playing at, who you're playing with. It's the same standard. Coach Parrish, Coach Ryan Parrish, also the athletic director, coaches the golf team, and he talks about it all the time. Like, no matter where the course is, what team is playing, it's like always the same standard. It's whether you're at home, course very comfortable with, or you're playing a harder, tougher course against a better team. Like Quaker Valley on Thursday is at Swickley Heights, obviously. An amazing golf course against a very formidable competitor. But it's the same standard. Like this, you get out there, you play, you know, and you're just going to do your best. And it's this, and I think everyone is so comfortable with their game right now that it's the same. Like you go out there, whether you're hitting it good or hitting it bad, it's going to be the same score within a stroke or two, which is just a really awesome feeling as a team to be going through right now. And sectionals for individuals are on Monday. The cutoff score 84 at Rolling Acres out in Blackhawk. I think everyone is very motivated for that. And yeah, but obviously with the postseason coming up here, there's a lot of, everyone's very hopeful. Everyone is very confident. Obviously great feelings to have, and yeah, so high hopes for the boys golf team, Callie.
Yeah, and same for the girls as well, Colin. Also undefeated on the season. Just had a match recently at Pheasant Ridge. Riley Contal, she's a sophomore, shot a 35, leading the team to victory there. But the girls do have a big section matchup that got rescheduled for next Tuesday. Shadyside, as one last week got rained out as soon as I teed off. Poured down rain and couldn't finish the round, which was, you know, unfortunate, but we'll get to play them again here at Fox Chapel Golf Club on Tuesday. And then the girls have their sectionals on Wednesday, I believe. Yeah, Seven Oaks Country Club. So girls golf really doing well. And like you said, Colin, I think it's kind of the same situation here, really. Deep team, doesn't matter what spot you're playing in. You're all contributing, and girls are just doing really well, and they hope to keep it up here. And with their last few remaining matchups, which then takes us into Whippy Old Team Championships in October. And now girls tennis, as we hear from Mr. Malone in the press box football games, is also having a very good season this season as well. It's section singles. Evie got first place, and in the finals, she beat Ellis 6-1 and 6-1 again. So girls tennis definitely doing well. They made it far in the Whippy Old last season, and the same is expected from them this year.
Yep. Only worry I have, they did lose two great sisters with Delaney Kelly and Bria Kelly, so it's going to be tough to make up that depth that they had within those two. But I think they can do it. They got the young talent.
Yeah, because that was, those two were a huge part of their team last year. Like two of the best, they were a great doubles team, and yeah. So losing them is a problem, but I think they're totally fine with it, and they're ready to power through that and just be a great team despite the loss of some two very talented tennis players.
And Jack, you're on the cross-country team. How's your season been going so far?
It's been going pretty well so far. First two meets were scrimmages, but both the boys and girls teams won both meets pretty comfortably. In the scrimmage against Pine Ridgeland, the girls team had 13 of the top 14 runners. So if you want to talk about dominance, that's what I got for you there. And then recently, they went to White Oak, which is the Whippy Old course for the Red, White, and Blue Invitational. The boys faced off against 26 other teams, girls against 21. The girls placed second overall, but they would have been first in the Whippy Old. Shadyside was the only team to beat them, but they're not in the Whippy Old. And then the boys team, we got fifth overall, and we were only beat by one other Whippy Old team, which is Quaker Valley, who seems to be everyone's rival right now at North Catholic. But yeah, it's been going really well so far, especially the boys team, powered by Jack Steineman and Tyler Carroll's great dynamic duo they have. Steineman is a sophomore, number one sophomore ranked in the state. His time this season is fourth in the state. Tyler Carroll, 10th in the entire state. So they're both doing incredibly well as a good surrounding cast with Brandon Such, who's a junior, Jacob Birchok, myself, and Gavin Bardis on there. Good top five. As well as the girls, they might be the deepest team in all of Pennsylvania with how they are running. Eight fantastic runners, all capable of being in the top five. It's anyone's day when they go out in the course. And yeah, both teams are really looking forward to a good season. Hopefully going to place top four at Whippeels to earn a spot at States. That's in about a month and a half. But next Saturday, they head out to Hershey for a big meet at the state course. So that'll be a fun trip.
All right. And Jack Steinman was the athlete of the week this week here at North Catholic as well for his accomplishments so far this season. But guys, I think that about does it here for Hard to Believe. We're almost halfway through fall sports season here at North Catholic. Gone by pretty quick, but pretty successful, I would say. And like you said, we have the big football game tonight against Quaker Valley. It'll be exciting and many more things to come, but great first episode.
Yeah, for sure. We got a lot of exciting sports as the offseason starts to ramp up here, postseason, excuse me, and there's going to be a lot to talk about coming. Hopefully, there's going to be a lot to talk about to do with championships coming up here. So, yeah, obviously, a great start to the podcast.
All righty, folks. And that does it here for episode one of the Trojan.